What if the secret to unlocking your organization's full potential isn't about hiring more geniuses, but creating an environment where everyone can grow? This revolutionary idea forms the foundation of Mary Murphy's groundbreaking work on mindset culture. Moving beyond Carol Dweck's individual mindset research, Murphy reveals how organizational cultures themselves embody either fixed or growth mindsets, with profound consequences for innovation, collaboration, ethics, and inclusion. The framework has transformed companies like Microsoft, where CEO Satya Nadella credits these principles for the company's remarkable turnaround. Rather than being either fixed or growth-oriented, mindset exists on a continuum that we move along based on situations and social context. No one has exclusively one mindset. We all have both, with our position shifting depending on circumstances. What's been critically overlooked is how organizational culture powerfully influences individual mindsets, sometimes even blocking growth mindset. Leaders often focus solely on developing individuals without addressing the environment that shapes their thinking. Consider Bar 3 CEO Sadie Lincoln, who discovered she had unintentionally created a culture of perfection despite believing her fitness business embodied growth mindset. By modeling flawless performance, she created an environment where employees felt demotivated rather than inspired. This revelation transformed her leadership approach. She became more transparent about her own learning process and created space for employees to experiment and sometimes fail. Organizational mindset permeates through policies, practices, norms, and leadership messages, becoming embedded in organizational DNA and influencing everything from hiring to performance management. Fixed mindset organizations, cultures of genius, believe abilities are unchangeable. They employ star search and stack ranking practices, focusing on natural talents while neglecting development. Despite our fascination with genius, these cultures produce less innovation. Microsoft and General Electric abandoned such systems after discovering they fostered internal competition and undermined collaboration. Growth mindset organizations, cultures of growth, believe talent can be developed through effort, strategies, and support. Though often misperceived as softer, they're actually more demanding, pushing for continuous improvement rather than accepting plateaus. Students in growth mindset classrooms consistently describe them as more rigorous. While marketplace competition between organizations is necessary, internal competition creates serious problems. WeWork's Adam Newman exemplified this by pitting employees against each other with stack ranking and firing 20% of staff annually in genocides. This toxic approach created high turnover, with most employees lasting just 18 months. Employees couldn't take necessary risks while constantly protecting their status. In contrast, Nobel Prize winner Jennifer Doudna created a collaborative research culture prioritizing teamwork despite the competitive genius mentality in science. During COVID-19, she assembled a multi-organizational task force and set aside a rivalry with Feng Zhang to pool resources, resulting in an FDA-authorized CRISPR-based diagnostic test. In cultures of growth, creativity belongs to everyone, not just designated creatives. Research shows that judgment preoccupation reduces cognitive resources for innovation, as fixed mindset students performed worse on tasks when mental chatter about social comparison consumed their working memory. Shell transformed from a know-it-all to a learn-it-all approach when facing energy transition uncertainties. Their safety day evolved from preventing mistakes to learning from them, creating psychological safety for error reporting. By 2020, Shell achieved zero fatal accidents, while competitors still experienced fatalities, proving their growth mindset culture saved lives. Many organizations deliberately create innovation space. Atlassian hosts quarterly Ship It Days, giving employees 24 hours to tackle any problem that interests them. 3M originated 15% time in 1948, encouraging personal projects during work hours, a program that produced the now famous Post-it notes. Unethical behavior stems more from situational factors and culture than character. Cultures of growth view ethical lapses as contradictions to learning and pursue both success and growth, while cultures of genius prioritize star performance, inadvertently encouraging unethical shortcuts. Misaligned metrics often force employees to choose between goals and values. Volkswagen's emissions scandal exemplifies this. Despite environmental values, aggressive sales targets created a climate of fear, leading to cheat devices in millions of cars. Similarly, a bank call center discovered representatives weren't retaining customers because metrics rewarded call speed over retention. Responses to ethical lapses reveal organizational mindset. Johnson & Johnson demonstrated growth mindset after Tylenol tampering by prioritizing consumer safety and investigating transparently. Conversely, Perrier showed a fixed mindset after benzene contamination by minimizing the recall and avoiding responsibility. Organizations with growth mindsets earn trust through learning-oriented crisis responses, acknowledging that systems are fallible but improvable. Diversity isn't just a trend. It's essential for innovation and business success. Research shows companies with greater diversity outperform competitors, with those having the most racial and ethnic diversity 35% more likely to outperform, while those with the most gender diversity were 15% more likely to succeed. In cultures of genius, opportunities flow to a narrower group. American society's image of genius typically defaults to white males, a prototype children adopt as young as 6 years old. This excludes many groups, particularly those negatively stereotyped around intelligence. Organizations often claim they can't find diverse talent, but SAP's diversity officer Judith Michelle Williams challenges this excuse. With Black people comprising 5 to 6% of the tech labor force, but only 3% of SAP's workforce, the available pipeline hasn't been fully utilized. Cultures of genius create narrow job descriptions, emphasizing fixed traits, signaling to underrepresented groups they won't be valued. Grayston Bakery exemplifies the growth mindset approach with its 40-year-old open hiring model, welcoming those who face rejection elsewhere, particularly formerly incarcerated individuals. They've eliminated background checks, resumes, drug tests, and interviews, hiring on a first-come, first-served basis, focusing on willingness to learn rather than special qualifications. Our mindset journey flows from individuals to teams and organizations. Like Imo the monkey washing sandy potatoes in the ocean, growth behaviors naturally spread through groups, creating lasting change. Growth mindset works by removing fixed mindset limitations. When we believe learning is possible, change becomes accessible. Organizational mindset shapes how we interpret the world, aligning our goals and behaviors across contexts. Each of us is a culture creator with power to influence others. By finding your pod and creating microcultures of growth, you can lead by example and watch positive changes spread. One small innovation can create powerful momentum toward a culture of growth. Organizational mindset influences customer relationships, market adaptation, and sustainability. Growth mindset cultures show greater resilience during downturns, adapt better to disruption, and maintain stronger customer relationships through challenges. Successful organizations don't just hire brilliant individuals. They create environments where everyone develops through effort, effective strategies, and mutual support. They recognize innovation comes from collaboration rather than lone genius. By fostering growth mindsets, we transform workplaces, schools, and communities into cultures where everyone reaches their full potential. These insights reshape approaches to classrooms, social justice, and workplace culture. Consider, would you prefer working where your potential or just current performance is valued? How might your organization foster inclusive innovation? What metrics might unintentionally encourage unethical behavior? How could hiring practices inadvertently exclude talent?